99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Happy Oaks.
Happy Oaks to everybody.
You look nice.
Thank you. I am repurposing my Easter dress. Yay.
Oh, okay. Look, it's got life.
Exactly.
So
do you. Luke, so, you've got your salmon pants on.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a thing that I do. Yes. So describe your outfit.
Okay, so I've got it's a floral dress, and it's got a lot of pink flowers, got some yellow flowers, some like greenery, and it's a little like one shoulder puff sleeve.
All right, and you've got you're rocking the pink pumps.
Hot pink pumps. I do have a fascinator that I created that I will put on later because it does tend to give me a headache if I wear it too long.
All right.
So wait till more people get here and then I'll put it on.
And the feathers are not duck.
They are not.
They're not pigeon.
I've never seen a duck those colors.
Yeah, you've kind of pink and yellow flowers. Yeah. Feathers.
Playing off the colors in the dress, sure. Big pink flower. So, yeah, we'll put pics up on the gram in just a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thanks for asking. I've got salmon pants on. I've got kind of a blue checkered shirt and a jacket and a tie.
Yep.
That's what I'm rocking.
Polka dot tie, which is fun. It matches your polka dot pocket square.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So did you bring a little hat fedora? Because we were talking about...
I was thinking of adding some flair this year by accessorizing with like a straw fedora.
Yes.
I don't have that.
Okay.
I don't.
Did we attempt to shop for it, or did we just have the thought and then forget the thought?
Well, okay. I guess technically I did make an effort because I was looking for shoes at one place, and I was like, you know what? There could be hats. And so I looked briefly for hats, and there were just female hats. So I was like,
okay.
Did we
ask somebody?
No.
Like, hey, okay.
No, didn't do that.
If I were a gentleman looking for a hat, you didn't say that?
Now, I will say, wait, I should have just knocked it all out when I was front side on Wednesday because, you know, at the Churchill Downs shop, they have
things like that.
They do. They have those hats.
Yes.
And I could have just done it then.
And again, wasn't in the mindset?
No, I even saw it and I was maybe I'll stop back later. And I just didn't.
Oh, you didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it was a fun hat journey while it lasted.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe someday.
Someday. Set your sights on next year.
You know what? This is kind of like Halloween or Easter in that the candy's going to go on sale after the holiday.
Maybe they will deeply discount it after the Sturby and then... You can buy it and then forget next year that you have it.
I'll get the Derby 2022 hat.
Yes. Oh, make sure it's got the ear on it.
Yes, exactly. So I can forever remember this moment.
Absolutely.
All right. Today on the show, it is an Oaks Day. It's wet, according to Wave Storm Tracking Team. We're going to look at thunderstorms pretty much rolling through this afternoon and all day. So just kind of keep that in mind, especially if you're coming out to the track.
Oh, yeah. Just I've seen a lot of people in ponchos. They're giving guided tours right now backside. Did you notice that?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yes, they're walking guided tours going on right now. Everyone's wearing the ponchos.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep that in mind.
Also, we have... It's funny, we do have a group therapy to get to a little bit later on here this show, and I'll give you the reason why. First sentence.
It's very time sensitive.
It is time sensitive. First sentence says, I'm hoping you can bump me up to the front of the group therapy line for this one because it's literally happening this weekend.
Oh, wow.
So we are like.
We do get a lot of requests like that, to be honest, but congratulations. You got bumped to the front row.
You got bumped to the front row.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll dive into that a little bit later. And feel-good stories coming up here in just a little bit. We are live backside at Churchill Downs. By the way, Jack Harlow just dropped his album, Come Home, The Kids Miss You, just about 6 hours ago. You can win your copy up right now, WDJX.com. Free digital download. We'll be giving it away all weekend. And then if you don't want to take your chance there, you can always go see Kelly tonight at the Kroger in Middletown. We got him for you there. Too.
We are going to be out there with the garland of roses being created by the artists there at Kroger. It's always a really cool thing to witness if you haven't yet. So coming out. And then, of course, get Jack's album.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can also get in to win Holiday World tickets and even tickets to Bert Kreischer, I believe. So that's pretty cool.
Get out.
Yeah.
I love Bert.
So a bunch of stuff happening with Kelly a little bit later on today. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, it's a feel-good. What are you working on for that one?
This is one of those moments that will send you into the instant ugly cry because of how instant generous and pure it is.
You're throwing down the gauntlet.
I am. It's no, listen, it's a really good one. This is one that my husband found. Oh. He's like, oh, this is a really good one for your show. So
okay.
It's really nice when we have that can help us out, you know?
All right, it's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Feel good stories.
So I promise this is one of those moments that will send you instantly into the ugly cry. At least it did for me. A Toronto Blue Jays fan caught a home run ball hit by Yankee star Aaron Judge and immediately turned to give it to a 9-year-old named Derek behind him wearing Judge's jersey. And the boy was instantly in tears, hugging the guy to say thank you. And this awesome guy, his name is Mike, and he talked about that split-second decision.
When he hit it, I knew it was coming right to us. As soon as it was coming, I said, I got it. I go to catch it. Ball drops into our tray of loony dogs that we just bought. And I pick it up. I'm like, yeah, there it is. And I started to cheer, just the sheer emotion, right? And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, here you go, kid. And yeah, that was it. We had several conversations throughout the night. You know, when we got to the game, we're walking down to our seats and I see, you know, two Yankees fans there. I'm like, oh, great. We got two Yankees fans sitting behind us. But then I realized, you know, it's a son and his dad. And we got to talking and said, let's try to get this kid a ball.
Yeah, pretty cool because, you know, he obviously was for the rival team.
Yeah.
You know,
and but then they struck up a rapport and then, you know, he kind of launched this mission. You know, hey, let's see if they'll like throw us up a ball from the bullpen or something just to give to the kid. They were kind of on a mission and they obviously couldn't have predicted right. It was going to turn out the way right. It did with a home run ball being hit by the kid's idol. And by the way, Aaron Judge heard about that moment and arranged to meet Derek. And that happened. Lots more tears and hugs, and it was just a fantastic. I mean, you can see all those videos. We've got them up for you at WDJX.com.
Hey, morning, live backside Churchill Downs, Oaks Day. And so this, I don't know if you've seen David Letterman's new like Netflix special. I guess it's not really new. He did it, what's it called? This Person Needs No Introduction or something like that.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously he was on The Late Show with David Letterman for like 2 decades.
Yes, years and years.
Yeah, exactly. And then kind of retired and then got back into it and just does these like little interviews. And it's pretty cool. I saw several episodes of the first season or whatever. So he's revealed it's coming back. My next guest needs no introduction, May 20th. Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, I might tune in for that.
Sitting down, Billie Eilish, Cardi B, which I think would be kind of funny.
Oh, that is going to be like two planets having a conversation.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Okay.
Will Smith.
Oh, boy.
However.
Was this taped before?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes, it was taped
really?
Before the slap. So
they need to call him back. And say, we need an addendum.
I know. It's like yes. Like they almost need like an extra 10 minutes at the end or whatever.
Yep, we need to tack that on because come on now.
I know. I saw that. I was like, oh, Will Smith. And then.
Yeah. Nope.
Yep. Coming up next, we'll do a setting the bar story. And Kelly, what are those?
Those are examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like this could probably happen to anybody.
Okay.
So it's not just it really isn't a criminal story.
It's just a cautionary tale?
It could be a cautionary tale.
Just a little heads up?
A little heads up.
All right.
Yeah.
Those are always good.
And it involves animals.
Oh, okay.
I felt like this was fitting because we're at a place that has animals.
Absolutely. A certain kind of animal. Well, a lot of barn cats, too. I've seen a lot of barn cats.
Right,
there's
for
horses
sure.
And barn cats.
Justin Bieber talking about marriage and all that stuff up on our website, WDJX.com.
And he talked about how he struggled in the first year after marriage. He thought marriage was going to fix all of his problems, and then it didn't. And he talks about how he dug into his faith and got him through the dark times, and then, you know, Haley's health scare.
I was going to say, I feel like Justin and Haley are a really good couple.
She's been very solid and grounding for him, I think. And that's become evident. And, you know, when they were kind of working through her mini stroke, you know, that kind of showed her that he's going to be there no matter what, through thick and thin. So I think that's really solidified them.
Yeah, and I don't even want to say this, but I hope they go the distance.
I do, too.
Because if they don't, I'm going to be really sad.
Is that the one that's going to break you?
That's going to hurt.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt a little in my heart.
For me, Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, all of my hopes and dreams of Hollywood marriages hinge on them. And if they break up, I think the world's ending.
Right, for sure. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. We're live backside at Churchill Downs. And here's a setting the bar story.
Okay, this is an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without bringing home a little lost puppy that you found. Turns out to be a wild animal.
Oh,
you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Like, what kind of wild animal? Is this like a wolf?
Coyote wolf mix. Yes.
Oh, wow.
But to be fair, the little guy was super cute.
Look at those eyes, though.
Yeah, so
he got the puppy dog eyes down.
I know.
Yeah.
And so this family saw this little guy, little pup, because that's a technical term for
right.
it. Right. On the side of the road. And they're like, oh my gosh, a little abandoned puppy.
Absolutely.
And like, let's get him.
Oh, let's get him some food.
Yeah. And so you know, they brought him home and took him to the vet. And
yeah, get him checked out.
Yeah, get him checked out. That's when the vet was like,
yowza.
Yeah, you got yourself a coyote wolf mix. And so then animal protection kind of came in. And so thankfully, no rabies were involved. And,
that's good news.
The little guy is going to be able to get raised in a controlled environment with another little pup.
That's good news, because I was also thinking if they just set him back in the wild, probably not going to find mama anytime soon.
No,
or his pack.
Not.
But, or any of that.
But, I mean, could you imagine? Because, like, I feel like if I were to find a wolf pup on the side of the road thinking it was a dog, it would probably be at least a few weeks before I took it to the vet.
Oh, okay.
If I got around to it.
Right. Like, I should probably do that.
And then,
you're going to keep saying that. And then just never
right,
do that?
Right. And then it would be when the dog decided to start eating chickens or other
right.
like or, cats or cats.
Yes, cats.
or whatever.
Probably. Yeah.
Right.
Then you might see,
like,
huh. What kind of breed is that?
Huh. All right.
Okay.
Huh. I've never seen a Labrador do that before. Huh. Okay. That's
yeah. Okay. Well, good note. You know what? They had the best of intentions.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're just doing what dogs do, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without bringing home a little lost puppy, little cute little lost puppy, turns out to be a wolf, well, you're doing okay.
The good news is it wasn't an adult that already
right.
knew the ways of the wild.
That's right.
So that's good news right there.
That is a good news. By the way, a text message, 502-571-9970. Holly writes, GOTV, I saw you in all caps.
Yes.
On WDRB, we were having our picture taken. Yeah, so I guess we were over by the rail. We were getting our picture taken, you know, to post and all that fun stuff on Oaks. And
okay, I need someone to get a screenshot. We need a screenshot.
Yeah.
I feel like as proof.
Yeah, especially because it's a rare occasion when you crash.
I know.
Because it's normally me that's crashing the live shot.
I am typically gathering the information and the proof with the camera.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
So, all right. So, yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, thank you for that. It's 99.7 DJX. And so we're also going to post a photo in a little while of the Oaks Trophy. Of course, the 148th running of the Kentucky Oaks is a little bit later on this evening.
I'm posting it right now. Ben's on the left.
Okay. All right. So the backstory on this photo.
There's backstory.
All right. So the photo is all great. It's like, it looks like we're interviewing the trophy. You know, if you don't know what the Oaks Trophy looks like, it's a big, big silver trophy, and it's got horse heads coming out of each side of it, almost like a handle, almost.
Almost, yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
And then it's
they protrude a little bit.
Right, and then it's engraved with a bunch of, like, the horses that have won.
Yes.
And all that. It's a beautiful trophy.
It is gorgeous. And apparently it's from, like, what, 1924? Is that what we heard?
Yeah. So the photo you're going to see, where's it posted?
It's posted on Instagram and 99.7DJX Facebook right now. Ben and Kelly and 99.7DJX Instagram.
Okay, so here's the backstory.
Uh-huh. By the way, I didn't put this in the caption, just in case any higher-ups.
Here, let's just turn down
Let's turn that down.
Let's turn down our monitor
turn
here.
Turn that down, just in case there are any higher-ups that were, because it was just four of us.
Yeah.
In the moment,
so we
don't need to draw attention to it.
So here's the thing. We come back from the rail after getting our photo taken, right?
Uh-huh.
And the beautiful Oaks Trophy is already sitting at our booth. And so we're like, oh, wait, great. Hey, let's get a photo with it. And
right.
I'm like, yeah, okay.
And I said, you know, we need to swap positions because my hat placement is going to be better on this side, you on the left.
Right, right.
So
I was going to say,
because process of switching places.
And that's when I almost knock it off the table.
You should have seen the faces of the handlers.
They were freaking out.
Uh-huh, a little bit. All the air was sucked out of the hallway, like...
Yeah. You could hear the ding, because like my ring hit the side of the thing, and it made a loud noise.
It did. It made a loud ting.
And I almost knocked the Oaks trophy on the floor.
Oh. It was a very dramatic moment.
It was a very dramatic moment.
And I think that might be our last picture.
That was the last time they're bringing it by.
So we better savor it. I put a real good filter on it.
Uh-huh.
It's great.
All right. So
it's probably our last picture ever.
When you
I think we've been fired taking pictures with the trophy.
So when you see that photo on 99.7 DJX.
Just a little inside story.
Yes.
A little backstory.
Yes. That photo was taken just after I almost knocked the Oaks trophy.
So when you see Ben smile, there's a little bit of extra blush in his cheeks.
Okay, it's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and coming up still this hour, we've got Feel Good Stories. And then we're actually going to get to a group therapy here in about a half an hour. Because
it's time sensitive.
It is time sensitive.
We got to handle it now.
We do get a lot of requests that, hey, do mine next, whatever.
Yes.
But this one is like, hey, this is literally happening this weekend and I need your help.
Like, okay, well, we're here for you.
All right.
So we're on call.
Yep. So we'll do that. We'll dive into that here in just a little bit. Get to a quick text from Penny that says, Ben, the stakes are high today. Can you get on national television this morning?
Oh.
Thanks to you both for making my family laugh. Have a great day.
Oh, love you, Penny. I don't know. Are there national media here? I haven't really seen any setup.
Yeah, it's been several years since we've seen the Roker backside.
I feel like he hasn't been back because of you.
So, okay. If you don't know what Kelly's talking about, I just need to fill you in real fast. So there was a tweet, allegedly a tweet, that I sent several years ago when Al Roker and I shared the small little restroom.
Uh-huh, you had a little bathroom experience.
Yeah.
You decided to tweet about that.
And I
did not appreciate that.
He did
at
not.
All.
And he said something about how this is why I hate something. I don't remember what it was.
But I think he said something like he couldn't wait to get out of here or something like to that effect. Or not like never wanting to come back. Stuff like that.
So I'm not sure if he's been back, but normally on Oaks Day, NBC National has their big rig set up backside here. But
I did see a couple of days ago walking around here. She is the reporter that's on the horse, that interviews the winning jockey right after the race, the Derby.
Yeah.
So I saw her.
Yes,
but I don't know her name.
Jennifer writes, "Hey." Oh, by the way, commenting on the photo of me almost knocking over the Oaks trophy. Ben, you look amazing. Kelly, you look good. Try harder to look as good as Ben next time.
I will absolutely try to put some more effort into it, for sure.
Wow.
I really am lacking in the effort department today compared to Ben, who just got stuff out of his closet, and I actually made my hat.
Hey, you know what? Some people just got it, Kelly.
You're right. You're
right. Some people just got it. All right. It's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and Feel Good.
So this is really cool. This first video was seen like 7 million times, and it ended up leading to like a second follow-up video, which is kind of amazing. Talia Seskauer had some really special news that she wanted to come back and share with her childhood voice teacher. And this is that moment.
We didn't come here just for a visit. I'm asking to tell you. I'm going to be Elphaba on Broadway.
She's going to be Elphaba on Broadway in Wicked.
Oh, okay.
I told you when you were 12.
I know you did.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy for you.
You're going to have to come to New York.
Oh, I will now, for sure. When are you going to do it? When's this night?
Hey.
Oh.
In May, so I'm here for a little bit.
Gonna film again.
Here's the follow-up video.
Okay, so the video of us has over, I think, almost 7 million views. People were so...
I know, I couldn't believe it. I did it. it.
No, I just posted it.
They I was told I was adorable.
You are adorable. You have.
I was told I was adorable.
Your trip to New York is fully funded.
What?
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So everybody fell in love with the first video so much that they like banded together the internet, donated money, and he got a trip funded to go see her as Elphaba in Wicked on Broadway for free.
Look at that.
That's so cool. Just a really neat moment. He said, I told you when you were 12 you were going to make it to Broadway.
Oh,
and she did.
That's
and
awesome.
And we will share that on our little, we'll put it on the Instagram story at Ben and Kelly Show.
If you've ever got an issue and you're like, you know what, I can't really ask the people that are around me, or maybe it's like last minute and you're just like, you know what, I need some quick clarity on a subject that I'm having some issues with.
Yeah, unbiased opinions.
Yeah, yeah. Reach out to us, Ben and Kelly Show, and we'll do what we can by, you know, turning it around and tossing it out to our listeners to help you out.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message from Samuel. Said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm hoping you can bump me to the front of the group therapy line for this one because it's literally happening this weekend.
Okay.
I think I'm in love with my boss.
Oh.
Hey-o.
Okay.
Out the gate. That's
wow.
Where we're at.
All right.
Quick backstory. We work together. She's technically my boss. I mean, I run the department, but she's my superior. So, yep, I know about the pen and the company ink thing. But last year, out of the blue, she asked me if I had a thing for her.
Hmm.
I panicked in the moment and wanting to preserve the friendship, said no. I don't think I'm her type anyway. She's dated guys who are tall with an athletic build. I'm pretty short, not that, like petite.
Petite.
But I haven't been able to stop thinking about her for the past couple of months. Now, you could tell me to kick rocks and I could probably push it out of my mind and recover in a couple of months, but a group of us from the office are going to go to the track this weekend, and I feel like this is a sign and the perfect opportunity to tell her how I feel.
Mm.
I'm a crazy? How would you approach this? Should I even do it? Now, if you could help me before tomorrow, that'd be great.
Wow.
I already know. You're going to ask me to follow up on Monday, so I promise whatever happens, I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Ooh.
Man. Okay. Well, I thank you for knowing that we're going to ask for a follow-up.
But here's the thing. One thing that stuck out to me is when the boss asked him if he had a thing for her,
mm-hmm.
he didn't necessarily say that she said, because I have a thing for you.
Yeah,
so
but
do we know that's the case?
But does a woman ask that if she's not interested, or you just ignore?
That's a very good point.
Like if you think,
if you are not interested, absolutely ignore it.
Right.
Pretend like it's not happening. Go away.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So maybe there's an open door there with that.
It's the whole boss.
Yeah.
Superior thing, man. That's
yeah.
Okay.
See, I almost feel like we need to try some flirting. Dip the toe in with the flirting, maybe. Let the drink flow a little bit and then just see if she's flirting back. And then if you feel like the open door is there, then maybe we walk through it.
How many times, Kelly, have we done this and we have said and we have given advice that says don't get in a relationship with your boss?
Right. Always dangerous. Yes. We've said that a million times over.
Are we saying here?
The hopeless romantic in me, though.
Shoot your shot?
Is rooting for Samuel.
All right. Well, hey, I don't know if you've been in this situation specifically. Like, you know, I think you said something earlier where it's like she, a year ago,
yeah,
kind of approached him about it. So it's been simmering maybe under the surface for a year.
Maybe. I feel like we test out a little flirty behavior and see how it's received.
All right,
I think
well,
she'll probably let on pretty quickly if she's shutting it down or if there is a window of opportunity.
Okay. Well, let us know what you think, especially if you've been in this situation yourself and how it all turned out, because it sounds like his clock's ticking.
Right. Well, and he feels like there's not going to be a better opportunity
right.
to get outside of the office
yep.
space to be able to test the waters.
All right. Get some of your text messages at 502-571-9970 on group therapy. So group therapy.
Recap. He's reaching out last minute. You got to help me. This is time sensitive. Kind of stuff. I'm going to Derby with coworkers and my boss,
uh-huh.
who I think I'm in love with.
Technically is his boss.
Technically, yes. She is his superior, and apparently last year had asked him if he had a thing for her, and he said no.
Mm-hmm.
So we were kind of thinking, all right, well, that might have been a window of opportunity back then. Because if she wasn't interested, she would have ignored it if she thought that was happening.
But his burning flame of desire has been getting hotter and hotter the past.
It was simmering, and now the flames are burning. And so I think we need to test the waters. Like, the romantic in me is saying, all right, well, let's you know, go to the, you're in a different environment than the office.
Right.
You can have some beverages flowing. Yeah. We dip our toe in with a little flirting. And then see if she's receptive. If she is, then maybe we can think about saying a little something.
Yeah, you know, I mean, typically we say, hey, boss, underling,
pen,
sort of.
Company, Inc., no.
Yeah, no, no, no.
No, no, no.
Patty says, my thought with her asking as a boss, do you have a thing for me, is that she was trying to shut it down if he did.
Oh, well,
interesting.
Okay. I could see the point because of her position at work. And if it was maybe a coworker, you just ignore it, but she thought maybe could be inappropriate, needed to handle it. I could see that perspective.
Maybe.
Got a message. I say, don't do it. I literally did the exact same thing last year at Oaks. We went as an office. I completely misread the signals. I thought he was tossing out at me. I was pouring on the charm, and the lilies were flowing. And 2 weeks later, he told me I was being downsized.
Oh.
Learned a hard lesson, but never again, considering dating anyone I work with or for.
Lakeisha says, well, a year ago, she planted a seed, and he's just not acted on it. He better hope that she likes the long game he's been playing. I feel like she was ready a year ago, but shoot your shot. Give her the $1,000 derby drink.
Oh, wow. That's a power play right there.
That is. Craig says, go for it. I ended up marrying my boss. We've been together 10 years and have two wonderful kids. Best decision of my life.
Oh, gosh. See? The romantic in me is saying that could be Samuel's outcome.
Now, Dan messaged us and said, don't do it. Don't cross that bridge. Once you open that door, you can't close it.
That is a good point.
And someone, likely you, will lose their job.
Oh, gosh.
See,
we're going back and forth, back and forth. I don't know if we have found a common ground to land on with this.
Jenna writes, do it.
Oh, gosh.
I say it's better to fail miserably in a big way than to always wonder what if and never take that shot. I did about 5 years ago, dated my boss, and we're getting married this summer.
Okay, well, all right. So we've got a couple success stories. We have a couple of massive failures and lost jobs.
Yeah, I was going to say, so I think we need to give him a... Okay, here's the thing. I think he wants us to say, go for it.
Of course he does.
Yes.
Because he's all in his feelings right now. He's in his feelings.
Okay, all right. So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say something that typically I don't, and that's shoot your shot.
You're saying go for it. I say yes, but... You got to test the tip. Listen, you got to toss out some flirting first and see if she's picking it up and tossing it back at you.
I'm saying...
You test with a little flirty.
Don't assume you know what their type is either, because she apparently dates a guy that's completely opposite of him.
She has in the past, and maybe she was considering, you know, going outside of her box.
Right, exactly. So I am a living example of I married a girl who was...
You were not her type?
Nope. Nope. Not a swimmer, not tall, not muscular. Yep, nope, not me.
Okay.
You like pasty dad bods? Here you go. All right, so anyways, hey, thank you for reaching out. Good luck this weekend.
Yes, and Samuel promises. He promises.
He's
going to be back with us, good or bad, on Monday.
The Derby field is always special because it's the only race in the Triple Crown that has all 20 horses.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
And so, you know, there is other odds. You know, Epicenter is rolling right now at 7-2 odds. You've got Zandon at 3-1 odds. So, yeah, I mean, you've got some odds there. What about just on name alone? How would we rank them on name alone?
On name alone?
Yep, on name alone. I got a list, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to whip through it real fast because there's 20 of them.
All right.
So coming in 20th, simplification.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, nope, yep, sorry.
Yeah.
Smile Happy at 19.
Okay.
Happy Jack at 18.
All right.
Summer is Tomorrow is coming in at 17th.
So far, you don't like the happy. You put two happy names at the bottom.
We're getting better.
Okay.
Charge It is 16th.
Yeah.
Tis the Bomb, which I was going to bump up higher on the list.
I like that one. Okay. That's going to be towards the top of my list.
Sorry, it's not. It's kind of down.
Okay.
White Abario at 14th. Tabia. Tyba?
Okay.
All right, Tyba. Zandon, Barber Road. All right, and now the top 10.
Okay.
Okay, top 10. These are just based on name alone.
All right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Zozo's. I put Zozo's at 10th because my daughter's name is Zoe.
That, why is that not your number one?
We'll get there.
I don't understand your method.
Mo Donegal.
Yes.
At 9.
That's just fun to say.
Yep. Pioneer of Medina.
Oh, yes.
Coming in at 8.
Yeah.
These are based on name alone.
How you would rank them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Number 7, Crown Pride.
Okay, well, that is also 7 on the barn list.
6, Tawny Port.
All right.
Have you ever had Tawny Port?
No, I have not.
You would like it. It's like a sweet wine.
Really?
Yeah, it's really sweet.
Okay, good. Like, I would like that. I am on board up with that.
Number 5, Classic Causeway. Number 4, Cyberknife.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gambling kids that we talked to earlier in the week really liked that
the
one.
The gambling kids? That's what we're calling them?
Yeah.
The field trip kids.
All right, top 3 horses coming in. Win, play, show. Epicenter at 3. Ethereal Road?
Ethereal?
Yes.
Yes.
I can't even say it, but
yeah,
I love it.
Ethereal Road.
And Messier rolling in at number 1 based on name alone.
Or if you're French, Messier.
Messier. Oui, oui. Oui, oui. All right, so there you go. If you don't know what to bet on.
Oh, that's stupid.
Maybe you
don't
just
take that advice.
Yep, just go by name.
Yeah.
Like we do.
No, that's not great. That's not great advice. Although I did pick Silver Charm to win the Derby that one year.
Based on name.
Based on the name.
Yes, based on the name. There's a theory to that.
Yep.
And listen, I was at the track on Wednesday, and I was talking to someone who was like, you know what? Those are usually the best bets when you don't sit there and analyze all this data and try to.
You're like, well, how'd they do in the other races?
Yeah,
and
what are exactly.
The odds?
Like, well, let's just do this.
What? Who's the trainer?
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, live backside at Churchill Downs here, and one of our favorite segments every Derby week is literally when, you know, Brown Foreman rolls through with with the cocktails, Derby drink of the week. We got
Casey waiting for the Lily all week.
I know, we got Casey with Finlandia here, and we're talking Oaks Lily.
We are talking Oaks Lily. It's the official drink of the day, made with the official vodka of the Kentucky Derby, Finlandia vodka.
Delicious. So,
figured I would give everybody at home a little taste of what we're drinking out here this morning. Give them the recipe. Sound good?
Let's do it.
So it's going to be about 1¼ ounce of Finlandia vodka.
I mean, for rookies.
1¼ ounce for responsibility, right?
Absolutely.
It's a long day out here.
It's poor to taste.
We'll add 1/4 ounce of triple sec, which is just an orange liqueur, and then 3/4 ounces of sweet and sour, and top it off with cranberry juice, about 3 ounces. That's what's going to give it its beautiful pink color, just like the Stargazer Lily.
And UTIs. I mean, it helps.
Oh.
It's good for you.
Never use that talking point.
OMG. Yeah, I don't know if we should use that again.
I feel like we might cut that one.
I'm just saying. I mean, let's not ignore the health benefits.
Get us, though, so they appreciate the health information.
Yeah, and it's so delicious, so refreshing, really easy to make at home with ingredients you might already have, like on your bar cart.
Yes, this is the best.
Do you see the glow on Kelly's face right now?
It's absolute sheer glee in my eyes.
I need you to try this new cocktail at the track, though, this weekend, because I'm trying to win you over with a new favorite.
Okay.
So Finlandia actually just released a botanical line of vodka. So this is our wild berry and rose vodka.
Floral.
It will be featured as the Finlandia rose cocktail at the track this weekend, and it's even easier to make than the Lily. It is just 1½ ounces of this Finlandia wild berry and rose vodka.
Uh-huh.
4 ounces of lemonade, squeeze of lime juice, some mixed berries, good to go.
Oh, so wow.
I'm going to let you smell it.
Oh, yes, it looks beautiful. And oh, my goodness, I would wear that as perfume.
Okay.
I would. Yes.
Okay.
That's awesome. That's amazing. I want to buy some today.
Yeah, see, look at that. I mean, perfume, UTI prevention.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
This is a great segment. She doesn't know, Casey. Thank you so much. Of course, Oaks Day Lily. You can find them all over today. The official drink of Oaks Day.
Official drink of the day.
Yep. Thank you so
Cheers,
much.
Y'all.
All right.
People are going to tell their friends, listen, I heard that it's got health benefits.
Health benefits,
health
for
benefits.
Sure. I've got to be honest. That Lily is going down a little too
really
easily.
It's really tasty.
Yeah.
Like, this is my wheelhouse. Like, mint julep, you like? Enjoy the mint julep?
Yeah.
This fruity goodness.
I mean, I like this,
too. Where I like to live.
I like this, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the health.
It's refreshing.
Yeah, it is. And you could probably knock back several of those today on Oaks Day. Man, if it just stayed like this the rest of the day, we'd be money.
Do they have any races like right now? They should probably call everybody and say, let's do a couple.
Let's roll.
Let's just do a couple.
Yeah, who cares about 6:30? Right. Let's just roll it right now. yeah, so the Oaks horses, yeah, I mean, we've seen them warming up today as well as the Derby horses. So.
And can I just toss this out there? We played, just a couple songs ago, Meg the Stallion. Why has there not been a horse named Meg the Stallion? I feel like that is a horrific missed opportunity.
That is a missed opportunity. And
I mean, especially for a filly.
Yes.
Yes. Like an Oaks horse, Meg the Stallion would have all of my money.
My gosh.
I would throw all of my money at it.
You're right.
And
you're
it
right.
would be like busting some moves across that finish line.
That would be good.
Yes.
That all before 9 here live on 99.7 DJ. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly Kasha. We're live backside, Churchill Downs. And, you know, I'll tell you, if the weather stayed the way it was, and this is what we've said all morning.
It would be fine.
It would be perfect. Now, listen, Kevin Harned from Waves Meeting Storm Tracking Teams here. Kevin, what is going to happen today?
We're going to have a party, aren't we?
Yeah! That's what we're going to have. We're going to have a party. Oaks Day party.
Ain't no party like a Oaks Day party because a Oaks Day party don't stop.
You know, I tell you, we'll all be jumping in mud puddles before it's over with because it is going to rain. This is a little misleading. Everybody's waking up. They're like, I knew they'd be wrong.
I know.
Wrong again.
Wrong again.
Didn't call it. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't call it.
He didn't call it.
I said it was going to be a beautiful day, and look, it's beautiful.
Look at these emails. You know, one after another. Wrong. Okay, no. It is going to ring. But we're not going to let that dampen our Oaks Day spirit, right?
No. Wow. No.
You get a couple lilies in you, and I think...
A couple more lilies
in you.
I was listening coming in, so I knew you were getting a lily. I didn't know it would be here so fast. And I do think your daughter's going to be very upset that you put her name at number 10.
That's what I said.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're here. What horse do you like? Do you like a horse
for... You know more about this than we do.
No, I don't. But I do like Zozo's. I just like the name.
So you're going by the name, of course, we're looking at
the Derby list. So.
Right, absolutely. Now, well, Oaks, that's a Brad Cox, though.
Oaks, I have no idea.
Okay. No.
The Nest is the favorite, so
sure.
We could go with that.
Absolutely.
We'll go with that. It's going to be a sloppy track.
Yeah, today I think it will be. In fact, the greater rain chance, we have two more waves moving in. They're already on the radar. One's going to move in by probably late morning, and then another one probably close to that mid to late afternoon time could impact the Oaks. Now, the biggest thing we're worried about is not the rain. We've dealt with that before. It's the lightning.
Yeah.
You know, whenever there's lightning within 8 miles of the track, they
shut it down.
Yeah, they sort of shelter in place. Yeah. So that's going to cause some delays. We'll see what happens.
Well, yeah, the horses would get spooked because I would get spooked.
Yeah, I'm glad they have us out here in these metal tents, though. That's going to be great, right under the tree. Yeah, I know where we'll put Harnett. Let's send him to the backside. We'll put him under that big tree in the metal tent.
Here, hold this.
Okay.
Kevin Harnett, Wavestorm Tracking Team, thank you for coming on and really just talking about this great day.
You know, adding bona fide celebrity and knowledge to the show.
Yeah,
really
that's
appreciate
where the show
that.
Is gone. We are trouble. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys.
Oh, you look great. Oh, thank you. So do you. You always look fantastic.
I'm dressed in a rain suit. You're the one
TV
up.
Star. Well, you know.
Bow tie over.
I know. Look, it's a clip-on, Kev. All right. Kevin Harnett, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Okay, setting the bar.
Yeah. Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Kelly's got a slammer lily here.
Hey, where'd yours go? Are you going to drink the rest of it? Dang it.
You missed out.
Do they do refills?
Hey! Come on!
Hey, Brown-Forman people! Hey,
when it gets down, I said when it gets down to this bar, you fill
I'm
it up.
I'm running low.
All right, set in the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without piloting an international flight when you're not qualified to actually fly, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow! Yeah. How did we get in the cockpit?
Virgin Atlantic flight had to return to Heathrow after about 40 minutes in the air because, well, the co-pilot technicalities wasn't actually qualified to fly.
But wait a second. It's the co-pilot. So how much work do they really do?
So I guess they need additional certifications. Oh, this pilot was allowed to fly in certain
circles. But he's practically
circles.
Certified.
He's practically certified.
He did like almost all the schooling.
But this is like, so, you know, London, it's like England. It was headed to New York.
Ooh.
It was over Ireland. And they're
like,
hey, you got to come back.
That's when they figured it out?
Yeah.
Don't they check that stuff before we take off? Before we schedule the flight even? Because don't they have, like, everyone gets on the schedule, right?
They're like, okay,
we're going to work this day.
It was a rostering error.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So did the co-pilot was just like, well, I guess I don't need that anymore. All right, I'm getting called up to the big leagues.
Yes. Listen, as a passenger on an international flight,
I'm going to need you to have all your certifications.
Yeah, because if I've got to turn around after 40 minutes and then wait another 2.5 hours before they figure it out to go back.
And get somebody else certified?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
I'm checked out
I'm probably not ever flying again.
Airport bar.
I'm just going to stay where I'm at. You know what? I didn't need to go anyway.
No, didn't need to go. All right, so there you go, setting the bar. It is backside here on 99.7 DJX. On 99.7 DJX. So it's time on the show when we play our favorite game, Kelly.
Is it our favorite game?
It's our favorite
game.
Not
sure if I can call this my favorite game.
It's called Horse or Hooker.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to just give you names, all right? They're either horses
uh-huh.
or they're hookers.
Okay. Professional ladies?
If you will.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Let's see how many you can get correct. We'll start. Kathleen O.
Gosh, seriously?
I'm
going to go with a professional lady.
Hooker?
Yes.
You are incorrect. That's a horse.
No, come on. Seriously?
Yep.
I told you I was going to be bad at this game. I told you. Wait, are you covering up answers?
No.
Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is.
7-2 odds.
She's running in the Oaks tonight.
Oh. Kathleen O.
Put my money on her.
All right. Kelly's 0 for 1.
Okay.
Candy Lane.
Come on. That could go either way. I'll say horse.
You are incorrect. It is hooker.
Come on.
Right, so you are 0 for 2.
Oh, God.
Horse or hooker? Desert Dawn.
That's a horse. That's
that
a horse,
a
right?
Horse.
That's a horse.
That
all
horse.
Right.
She got one right.
Okay. All right. I'm on the board.
She's on the board.
That's great.
Horse or hooker?
Oh, God.
Misty Canyon.
Stop it. Stop it. That's a hooker.
You are correct.
All right.
All
yay.
Right. Two wins, two
okay.
losses so far.
All right.
All right. We got a few more.
Are right. we almost done?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're almost done.
All right.
We got a few more to get
okay.
to.
Okay.
Snow Fairy.
Snow Fairy? That's a horse.
That is a horse.
All right. Yes. You All tried right. to trick me.
I did.
With your seductive tone.
We're playing the game Horse or Hooker. Giving you names, it's either one or the other.
Okay.
Miss Mercedes.
Miss Mercedes. That's, I could go either way, too. I will say professional lady.
Hooker?
No, God.
You are correct. Man, you started off cold.
Yes.
Starting to warm up now.
Now I'm hot. I'm warming up.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm getting hot.
All right. Horse or Hooker, Goddess of Fire.
Goddess of Fire?
Uh-huh.
Wow. I'm going to say horse.
It is a horse running in the Oaks.
Oh.
Out of the five hole.
Out of the five hole. That's great.
All right, two more. You ready?
Okay.
All right, two more. Horse or Hooker? Shahama.
Shahama. That's a horse.
That is a horse.
That's a horse.
All right.
Yes.
Last one. Uh-huh. Horse or Hooker?
Uh-huh. It's a lady, isn't it? You don't even have to say it. It's a lady. It's a lady.
Brandy Boom Boom.
Yeah, that's a lady.
Hooker is correct. All
was
right,
a
there
horse,
you go.
It would get all of my money. It would.
Brandy Boom Boom. All right, there it is. The game, Horse or Hooker. And that'll wrap us up at live at the backside.
Yeah, I don't think there's anywhere else we can go from there.
That's why we save it to the last segment.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
All right.
Okie dokie. Okay, Kel. It's time for us to get on up out of here, okay?
All righty.
Finish.
A little bit left.
Finish your lily.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank, by the way, Jory for manning everything back at the station.
Thank you, Jory. I mean, without you, pushing our buttons.
We couldn't have played Horse or Hooker.
We could not have done that.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Kelly's going to be out at the Kroger in Middletown a little bit later on.
Come on out, Middletown Kroger. Do some, you know, here's the thing. You can get Jack Harlow's digital download of his album.
Uh-huh.
You can see the Garland of Roses being created. It's going to be in the Winner's Circle. And you can get some grocery shopping done.
There you go.
I mean, it's a win-win.
Win-win-win-win. All right, guys. Happy Oaks. Have a good one. We'll talk to you Monday. Yeah.